Many souls around us are dying, while the precious moments are flying. Brother, answer the call. While the day of mercy is given, seek the lost and point them to heaven. There is mercy for all.
The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma is on the air with another gospel broadcast, reminding you of the words of the Master who said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest."
Singing till he comes above.
A very pleasant good evening to all of those tuned to radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're certainly happy to be coming your way once again with another gospel broadcast. We hope that each of you are well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. As many of you know, this is a recorded message, and I wish it were possible for you to hear the singing of the birds about me here in Guthrie, Oklahoma, as I make this recording. It seems as if all nature has come to life with the grass turning green and the birds are singing. And in fact, you might even hear them in the background if you had the opportunity to do it. But we certainly appreciate the blessing of the Lord. We hope that each of you are enjoying his blessings. In case you'd like to know more about the broadcast and also about the printed copies which we mail each week, we would be pleased to have your request or a letter from you stating that you'd like to receive these printed copies each week. You may address us at the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. You may expect a letter from us in reply to yours. We would be happy to hear from you. Please notice the scripture found in Romans, the 14th chapter and the 7th verse. It reads this way, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself." Now, from the earliest moment that we come into the world as a little child, there is someone who is right near us to attend to our every need and wish and to look after us. In fact, I think human beings are perhaps the most helpless creatures that are born into the world, because they require very delicate care from the moment they're born and then on down through life. From day to day, they do require lots of attention. In fact, some people think they require quite a bit more attention than what they get. But anyway, especially then we notice is the last part of life, how it says here that no man dieth to himself. We surely need others around us at that moment of sickness or trouble. When we come down to the last end of the journey of our life, we need others standing nearby to be a comfort and a help to us. And when we remember that this is true, I think it will be helpful to us as we go along the journey of life. We don't live in the world alone. In fact, you know, that's where our problems come many times. It's the problem that we have in dealing with others. Were we the only ones in the world, it would be a different story, wouldn't it? It would be a different matter. Were we just living in the world alone, we could do as we please. We could go when we were ready. We could return when we were ready, and no one to bother about us. But this is not true. We live with others. We deal with others. This is what makes our problems many times even greater than it would be were we the only ones in the world. Now, another scripture here that might be of interest to you is found in Acts, the 8th chapter and the 31st verse. Here we are seeing the story which is related regarding Philip and the eunuch. Now, the eunuch was not in the world alone. Perhaps he may have felt like it, but he wasn't. He was in the world where there were many others around him. Just suppose he was the only one in the world. Wouldn't that have been a tragic thing for him to have been reading the scriptures and wanting someone to tell him about the gospel story and there to find that no one could come to his help? But this is not true. In Acts 8 and 31, notice this reading. And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture, this is 32nd verse we're reading, which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. So here we have the story of the gospel message which was written even there in the book of Isaiah. And yet the eunuch felt that he needed someone to teach him. It's a wonderful thing that he was not in the world alone, but there was Philip just ready to answer the call of God and to carry the gospel message to him. Notice his 35th verse. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as he, this 36th verse, and as he went on there, as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Oh, you see, he felt the need, no doubt, after the scriptures had been revealed to him of what it meant to be saved. He no doubt felt the need of being baptized. The 37th verse says, "And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Notice the 38th verse. "And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." Well, we're glad that the eunuch accepted the gospel and received the story of the Christ with great gladness. Now, notice again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now, it takes the preaching to bring deliverance and joy to the hearts of those who are looking for the Christ. We're glad that we're not in the world alone. We're glad that the Lord chose this method of carrying the gospel to others. He could have chosen some other method if he had desired to do so. But it pleased him, through the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. This is the way the Lord has ordained, that others should hear the gospel. And this is where you and I come in. We're not in the world alone, neither are others who are without Christ in the world alone. But the Lord is counting on you and on me to carry the gospel message to them. He desires that we be not slothful in getting this message to others who are in need. He wants us to be ever up and doing the service of the Lord. And so often our hearts are made to bleed when we think there are those in other lands who have not the opportunity to hear the gospel as we are. Let us ask ourselves, what are we doing about this call? Are we answering the call which God has given? Are we willing and ready to take the message to them? I'm sure that if we will say as the prophet did, "Here am I, Lord, send me," no doubt the Lord will choose the ones that he would have to go and to carry this message. I certainly have been made happy by the way the Lord has helped us to get this message of the mission trail, not only to those in our own land, but we're thankful for the privilege of mailing some of the copies of the mission trail to those who are still hungry for the gospel overseas. We're certainly glad for this opportunity. We hope that we'll be able to take advantage of this even more and more. And now, as we think about the call of the Lord and that we're not in the world alone, but the Lord is counting on us to take this message to Him. Let us spend a moment just now as we think about the need. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our gracious Father, we're thankful today for the privilege of the gospel and of preaching the gospel and sending forth Thy word to those who are hungry. Just as Philip preached to the eunuch here, we pray that we may speak to those who are hungry and to those who are seeking to know the right way. Direct our lips, our thoughts, our words. We pray that You would make them effectual to those who hear the gospel. We'll give You the praise, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Notice now this little poem entitled, One by One. One by one the sands are flowing, one by one the moments fall. Some are coming, some are going. Do not strive to grasp them all. One by one thy duties wait thee, let thy whole strength go to each. Let no future dreams elate thee, learn thou first what these can teach. One by one, bright gifts from heaven, joys are sent thee here below. Take them readily when given, ready too to let them go. One by one thy griefs shall meet thee, do not fear an armed band. One will fade as others greet thee, shadows passing through the land. Do not look at life's long sorrow, see how small each moment's pain. God will help thee for tomorrow, so each day begin again. Each hour that fleets so slowly has its task to do or bear. Laminous the crown and holy when each gem is set with care. Do not linger with regretting or for passing hours despond, nor thy daily trial forgetting. Look too eagerly beyond. Hours are golden links, God's token. Reaching heaven, but one by one, take them, let not the chain be broken, ere the pilgrimage be done. Selected. Now listen to the song, Are You Adorning the Doctrine, as sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell.
Are you adorning the doctrine and making attractive the way? Honoring Christ by your actions and by the words that you say. Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Adorning the doctrine by meekness and love and goodwill, gentleness, patience, and trueness, liberty's law to fulfill. Jesus will shine if within you, showing this grace is divine. Jesus will shine if within you, showing these graces divine.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to be added to our weekly mailing list, please send us your request. There is no charge or obligation. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Over the pathway you tread, light from on high.